Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this live show is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, including... I lost my page here. All the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today.
Wow, we're up to 119,500.
Every time I bring you on here, Deb, I got to update this thing. This is a good problem to have. But it's Sunday, October 25th, 2009, and this is a live show for October 2009 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Tessa, co-author of The Adventure Guide to Walt Disney World. Len, one day when you do the live reads for a live show, do yourself a favor and don't be clicking around while you're trying to do the ad reads. It just doesn't lead to good results.
Yeah, I can only single task anyway, so.
There you go. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Mike,
yes.
Would you be the first to say happy anniversary to you?
Why, thank you. You actually remembered. I'm touched.
So it's on Halloween.
Yeah. How long have you two been together?
Me and Matt have been together for at least 7 years now.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm going on 17 years with Mary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Boy, it's dark in here. Hey, looks different with the lights on. Yeah, it looks different with the light on. Oh, man.
I can never tell now whether you're talking to yourself or...
Don't click around when you're reading a podcast opening.
Okay. That's what they say. But, I mean, who listens to whoever that is?
So let's say it again. Boy, it's dark in here. Hey, looks different with the light on.
I'm going with sounds dangerous, but it's probably
you're
wrong.
Man. You're the man, Len. You're the man.
Really? Nice. All right. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
And also joining us on today's show is Deb Wills, the proprietor of AllEars.net. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thank you, Matt. Guys, great to be here tonight.
Woo-hoo. Always a pleasure to have you on, Deb. And, of course, we're live. This is our October live show, and this is an opportunity for you to call in and ask us your questions about Walt Disney World. And I know many of you are planning your trips, and we've got a lot of people in here. Don't forget that you can join us not only by hearing our voices, but you can also have this be a little more interactive. You can go to the...
Smell.
Working hard on that.
A smellitizer.
That's right. But you actually joined the chat
room. Smell the flowers.
Room. Go to WDWtoday.com, and you'll see the link to our chat room over there. And you can join lots of other people in chat room. And I'll shout a big shout out to DizNut802. I don't know who that is, but that person's in there, so you should be too.
Woo-hoo!
We'll get things started here. We're going to start things off here with Jack. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Jack.
I mean, I'm having some luck. I got in an early hour last live show, too. So, hey.
Woo. I'll play the lotto, man.
Hey, be heading down to the world this Friday with 14 people.
Ooh.
And I wow. Just had a couple questions about dining.
Wait,
I got all my ADRs all set.
Is it how to lose people in the park? Is that it? Like 14 people?
No. How to make sure everything's kosher here with the... let me ask you a question about the tables in Wonderland. I know it's only good for myself and nine. What do you do if you have 14 on your ADR?
I think this question came up a while ago. I've never had trouble with that.
Oh,
really?
I have.
Well, yeah, but let me. Come on, Matt.
the easy thing is get two cards.
Thank you.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
The easy thing is to get two cards.
Yeah.
If I get a second card, does that help?
Yeah,
that'll cover
it. The other thing to do is you can talk to the manager when you get to the restaurant. Don't wait till the bill comes.
Yeah,
But talk to them when you get there and you're getting ready to be seated.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Even though we're all on the same ADR, doesn't matter.
No, just tell them you're gonna use the tables in Wonderland. I think just giving people a heads up ahead of time. I mean, I think in this economy, everyone appreciates the business, right?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. You should.
Because we're pretty much doing a sit-down meal every night, so.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, $350 is your break-even point on the tables in Wonderland, so.
Yeah, and you got 14.
That's like one night, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's breakfast. Yeah.
It's breakfast. Awesome.
Do you guys have any ideas for helping me in dividing up a bill for 14 people amongst four different families?
A lot of cash.
Okay.
Is it so 14 four doesn't go into 14 evenly, so
yeah, well, it's two families of four, a family of three, and then some parents. So it's loose.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's...
Jack, have you talked it over with them? I think the best thing to do would be to get everybody together and figure that out before you're at the restaurant and before the bill comes, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. You don't want any discomfort. You don't want any problems. You may want to discuss that with everybody before you even go on the trip.
Right, I got you. Okay. That's fair enough.
I mean, the problem with not dividing it up is that essentially if one person orders really expensive stuff, everyone else subsidizes that meal. So I'm sorry. Mike, was there something in your
in my throat, man? It's okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No. I totally understand. Yeah, but that's the problem, Jack. I mean, you know, one if everyone else if everyone's just pitching in a fixed amount, the person who orders the most gets subsidized. So I totally understand where you're coming
from. Most of them are buffets, but when you have kids thrown in there, you know, it changes the price.
A little weird.
So try to avoid that weirdness, you know.
Yep.
One thing, Jack, to keep in mind is also that they really don't look too kindly when you use lots of different credit cards with a Tables of Wonderland card. So if you can talk to everybody about cash or trying to figure out ahead of time, the more you tell them up front, the better it's going to be.
Yeah. Right, gotcha. Okay, great. Do you guys have any I know that for the patio seating for Rose and Crown, is you can't, I guess, ask to sit at the patio anymore. Any strategy? I have a 755 ADR for that. Any strategies I can employ for that, or just should
show
I speak
up late
to the
755? Well, so I think if you tell them what you want to do and tell them you're willing to wait for a table, that strategy usually works. I had somebody who did that this past weekend, and so it was an 8 o'clock reservation. They didn't get seated till 8:30, but from what I understand, you know, because they were trying to get a couple of tables together. But from what I understand, it worked out perfectly in terms of timing the meal and illumination. So,
yeah, right. So, do you recommend getting there, you know, maybe about 7:30 and just waiting?
No, I'd say 7:30 is a little early, because then your dinner might be over by the time illumination starts. I think if you get there at 7:55, is that what you said? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good enough. I got a little bit of a weird question. Which is the best highway to take from Orlando International?
417
or 54?
417.
417.
417.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's a straight shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know Route 4 can get a little weird with traffic sometimes once you get over.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a 250 or whatever it is, 350 in tolls.
And if you go back early in the morning, bring change with you.
Yeah, yes. bring. So it's like two quarters, but bring more. Bring like four, because you'll either drop one or the machine won't take one. And then you're wandering the highway really early in the morning asking people for change. That never ends well.
Do you have to be a good basketball shot, too?
You know, it's I've missed twice, and I and one time the machine didn't take my quarter, so I usually bring a couple extras.
Could I dump like 50 pennies in there?
No, it doesn't take pennies, man. And in fact, quarter's the easiest thing. So go
up
with
here
that.
In Jersey, they take pennies up here in Jersey, so they take it any way you can get it.
Plus New Jersey, let's face it.
I got one more weird question for you guys.
All right.
Does Test Track close if it's raining?
I think it closes only if there's a lightning cell in the area.
Really? You're going to get pelted by the rain? Going 60 miles an hour? That's kind of cool.
I don't know. It depends upon how bad the rain is, though.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a light rain, I bet you it doesn't. But I bet you in a regular Florida rain, it does.
Yeah, also depends. That's all.
Winds, too.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, winds.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, Neil was saying that One of our users there, Jack, in the chat room, Neil, says he's been on it in the rain, 55 miles an hour, and so he didn't like it, but he's been on it. So
I guess bring my goggles in, huh?
Yeah.
Helmet.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. I'll be heading out here Friday afternoon, so maybe I'll put something on the chat next time for you guys, a little report or something.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jack.
All right, Jack.
Have a great time.
Hey, Matt, speaking of nothing, actually, but did I not call the next fall's half marathon? By the way, did I not call that like months in advance?
I wasn't paying attention, so I'll give you credit for it, Len.
I guess you're killing me. Does no one listen to my show?
Your show, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for it yet, Len? Did you sign up?
I think, is it set up now? Can you sign up now for it?
I don't know.
No, I think it's November, yeah.
Well, we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Michael from Miami, Florida.
Hey, Michael.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
Good, and you guys? Good?
Good.
I don't know if you remember, we met at one of the Yeehaw Bob meetings a few months ago.
Yes, that's right. I do remember that.
Okay, cool. I have a question for you, a hotel question.
Okay.
I made a reservation a few months ago for one night at Pop Century with a local travel agency. And then I wanted to add another night the night before, and it wasn't available. I called Disney, called several travel agencies, and nothing was available. But an online website had availability, and I booked it, and they confirmed. So my question is, will I be able to request like the same room for both nights? How would that work?
It doesn't hurt to ask, and certainly you should. Just the key, I think, really is that, I mean, they're two separate reservations. So what you're going to have to do is just when you check in for the first one, you really should mention, by the way, I have another reservation.
Tomorrow.
It's in a situation, yeah. And you would think they'd be able to. There's no way that I can promise you that it'll work out. All things being equal, the Disney booking system is, unique. But certainly I would think that they'd be able to accommodate you in that regard they'll try their best, certainly.
Is there still a way to like fax them like a few days before and do that?
You can actually call the resort 3 to 5 days before you're supposed to check in, and that's for room requests, things like that. So that definitely doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Thank you very much.
What I would say is you can have them put a note on your first reservation saying that there's a second reservation the next night. That might help when they're allocating rooms.
That's great.
The thing is that when I called Disney to ask about this, they said that they don't even receive the online agency reservation until like a day before.
Yeah, they get it in their system, like I said, 3 to 5 days before it comes into their system. It depends on the week and everything like that. But it'll be in there. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You just can't call now because they don't have it in their system. They can't do anything for you, really.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
Just bring all your paperwork with you.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
Night.
Have a great time.
Good night, Mike.
Good night, Mike.
What would you, if you're driving up from Miami, would you take the turnpike?
I just
take 95.
I think 95 has got to be a little bit faster.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because
that's right. Just construction on the turnpike. Yeah.
Where's Medina when we need him?
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, well, he's hibernating for the winter.
He went south, Venezuela.
He's happy.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we've got another caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mike from Boulder.
Hey, Mike.
Mike. Wait.
Another Mike. Yes.
We're taking over the world.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
I've got three questions for you. First question is, you guys always talk about renting a car while you're down there, and we're thinking about doing that for our next trip in June. And I'm just wondering, what do you guys sort of settle on as a good rate? One where you don't sort of keep looking, you don't keep looking for a cheaper price. What's a good rate for like your day or a week for a mid-sized car?
Usually I usually go economy cars. Anything less than like $22, $21 a day, I stop looking at that.
Okay. That's great. That gives me a ballpark. I don't rent a car a whole lot. it sort of varies depending on where you are around the world, you know. So I just sort of wanted a ballpark figure of what to sort of go for.
Yeah, so don't forget, though, the for who do you normally rent from in terms of cars?
We don't normally rent from anyone. We really do it, so we sort of just look for who gives us the best deal.
And this is for June of next year?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I was going to go through the Mouth Savers codes and find, you know, a cheap price, but I didn't know, you know, you guys always talk about keep checking back. So again, I just sort of wanted an idea of sort of what to shoot for.
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing. I just did I did an analysis for the last edition of the book. We do it every year, and we look at the rental car, all the available rental car codes from Mouth Savers for every week, one week a month, every month of the year, including Thanksgiving and December. And it turns out the dollar code KISS2 is the cheapest price you can get about two-thirds of the time.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's a enterprise.com at the airport location, and you don't need a discount code for that. That's the next best. And then after that, it's National Rent a Car with discount code 500304. That's
okay.
It. And that covered – that was the best – those three things were the best rates every single week that we checked from now to the end of the year. So it's not as complicated as it might seem. I think those three things will generally get you the best deal.
That is awesome news. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
No problem, man.
So next question. So we're going down. It's three families, and my wife and I both have annual passes, and the other two families do not. So we were thinking about using what I remember what you're saying is we can get one room for annual pass. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you can get two if you have two annual passes, yeah.
Okay. How does that work with, like, who's on the room and reservations and working with the travel agent? What do we sort of need to do to make sure, you know, is it all under me and my wife, our name? And then we pay for everything, and then we just tell them, you know, put these two people on one card and these two people on the other.
So you want three rooms, right, for three families?
Yeah, it would be three rooms total, correct.
So you could do you get one room and put yourself and one other adult other than your wife on it. And then your wife does another room and puts another adult on that. And then the third room you just have to get, and then you just swap the room keys.
Once you get there, perfect.
It sounds like an episode of Soap, but
great. And then last question. This is a little controversial. You got touched on this on Wednesday.
Because what we just said wasn't. Go ahead.
So we are also going 3 days to Universal. And
what?
I know you guys are not big fans of Universal. Yes. We're going to ask for about 2 weeks.
So
we're going 3 days to Universal.
Yeah. I didn't even know they're in business.
Yeah, they closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Whatever
you
want to do.
What I was wondering, I know you guys have been there, and pick one attraction, restaurant, thing about it that you would say a Disney lover would love. One thing that they do very well. Because, of course, they don't do all the theming to the same extent, but there's got to be at least one thing that you guys all think that is, like, sort of not to be missed for Disney fans.
I think
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man was the ride. I mean, going through it, I was like, wow, how did they do that the first time
Absolutely.
Through it? Absolutely. I thought it was really amazing, yeah.
That is awesome. Great. That's what we need to know. Well, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your show.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, you know, Mike mentioned the thing about annual passes. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Len.
So we did an analysis of all of the other discounts that are available in the fall, and it turns out that as far as we can tell, an annual pass is only getting you a $10 a night discount, deeper than the standard discounts already available for value resorts and moderate resorts.
Wow.
So remember we used to say, like, you know, the break even for an annual pass at a value resort was like 9 nights, and at a moderate was like 7 nights. It's incredible. Now the break even now is like, it's like 15 nights, something insane now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not 15, but it's like 12. It's really diminished the value. The discounts that Disney's running right now really diminished the value of an annual pass if you're going around, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 nights.
Huh, interesting.
And there's still a parking thing, but it's really interesting. Yeah.
We get into a conversation later about parking, of LA parking, certainly, but
Yeah.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Doing fine. I'm one of the screamers, guys.
Hello!
Oh, Carolyn. How's Jill?
Oh, you know what? She's doing great. We're getting ready to head to the world in 5 days.
Cool.
We're extremely excited.
You all make more trips now than I do.
I don't think we can catch up to you, Dom. I really don't.
I think it's, Carolyn, I think it's between you and Masayo these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that either. I understand Masayo goes fairly frequently as well.
She's there now.
Yes.
Well, you know what, guys? I am headed out for my first trip to Food and Wine Festival.
Woo-hoo!
Any tips, any must-dos, must-sees?
Yes. Try the cheese plate at the Island kiosk near the Rose and Crown.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of cheese plates.
Yeah, but this one's good, Len.
I do. I love cheese plate. What do they have?
They've got this Irish cheese. I think it's Dubliner cheese, and they've got two other kinds, and they've got this chutney that also comes with it, and some special kind of bread. But Carolyn, you got to go there. You got to try that. That's a must do.
I really cheese like. Plate. Carolyn, I really like the red snapper from Barcelona. That was really the highlight for me.
I heard that. Someone else said that, too.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed that one. So definitely check that one out.
What about you, Deb?
What I was going to suggest was go during the week if you can, as opposed to the weekend.
Yes.
And afternoons are going to be less crowded at the food booths than the evenings.
I was just there, Carolyn, yesterday in Epcot, and it was packed. I mean, it was like wall-to-wall people. It was really crazy. So what Deb said is absolutely true. If you can avoid it, go on the weekdays so that us locals are busy, you know, working and not at Food and Wine.
What the heck is work?
it's a thing you do between trips.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
It's a thing you do to pay for the trips.
That's, yeah, the whole purpose in you know, living is to go to Disney, right?
Absolutely. Right.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I wasn't too crazy there. So, all right, well, listen, fun talking to you guys. Take care, and hope to see you around soon.
Have a fun trip, Carolyn.
Carolyn, take care.
Have
miss you
time.
All.
I miss you too, Deb. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay.
You'll be happy to know, Deb, that for now, whenever Carolyn calls back, I have in the system over here that she's one of the screamers in her profile. So we know exactly
systems,
what we're talking about.
One of the scream systems.
There's totally a whole backstory there that I'm missing, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, our next caller on the line. Hello?
Hey, well, that was weird. I didn't know I was live. How are you guys?
Neither did we.
There.
We're live? Wait, we're live?
Oh, my gosh, we're live?
Wait, it's a grill and a cooler?
It's a cooler.
What? Hey, this is Mike from Birmingham, Alabama. How you
another
guys
Mike.
Hi.
We're taking
we're everywhere. We're everywhere, man. listen, this is the first time I've tuned into your show, but I like what I hear so far. I also do a live Disney show, but I won't use your show to pimp my show. I mean, that wouldn't be fair, so I won't even get into that. But just a couple of questions that I had while I've got you guys on the line. We're going to be going on our first Disney cruise coming up here in about 23 days, and our first cruise, period. And just wanted to kind of get an idea on we're going on the 3-day cruise on the Wonder, and I know everybody says the 3-day is way too short, but just wanted to kind of get some hints and tips from you guys on maybe how to best allocate your time, because we've got our 3 kids with us on this cruise, and we want to let the kids, you know, we have 2 teenage boys, and then my daughter is 8, so, you know, I know she'll be in the Ocean Air Lab most of the time. But, you know, we want to let them do their own thing, but we don't want them to be gone the whole time. This is a family vacation. We want to spend time together as a family at times, too. So, you know, maybe some tips on how to all come together as a family and be able to fit all that in, but still allow them to do their thing, too. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, good luck. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, one thing to note, and I hear this a lot for teens, one of the keys is for them to go to the teen club early in the cruise. So it would be like the first afternoon so they can meet people, because apparently a lot of what happens there is they all meet in the beginning and then they sort of pair off or quadruple off and they go do their own thing.
Gotcha.
One of the things we do to do is to say, hey, we're going to meet for dinner every night. We're going to eat dinner together as a family. You can try that.
Right, that's true.
And that usually works pretty well. But depending on your child and how much into the clubs they are, 3 days is tough. I got to tell you, Mike. And, you know, try and get to the port early, like by 11:30, so you can get on the ship early, get to enjoy all the amenities that are possible that first day, because it's going to go pretty quickly. You're going to have a great time. It really is awesome. And enjoy yourself. And keep in mind, it's just like Walt Disney World. You cannot do it all. So don't try to. Oh, yeah. Just real small expectations and try and have a blast.
Yeah, yeah, we're so looking forward to it. And then kind of the follow-up from that is we had to scale back a little bit. Originally, we were planning on spending a full week in Walt Disney World when we got off the cruise. But due to, you know, some financial things, we had to scale back, and we're only going to be able to spend 1 day at Walt Disney World. And I guess kind of the general consensus between myself, my wife, and the three kids is that if you've only got 1 day at Walt Disney World, you know, we have kind of all agreed to do the Magic Kingdom because
– What?
Really?
And, all right. Okay.
Really. Well, the reason that we all said, you know, the Magic Kingdom is because to me – I mean, I've been to Walt Disney World many, many times, but, you know, it just doesn't feel like Walt Disney World until you walk underneath that, the entryway of the Magic Kingdom and see the castle. Then it's official, you know what I mean? So we were like, well, you know, if we've just got 1 day, I guess we'll go to the Magic Kingdom. What are your thoughts on that?
I would check to see what the park hours are of the day you're going to go so you can maximize your day. If you are early risers and late night goers, you might want to go to the park that has the most hours. And I'd also look at some of the attractions. Make sure not just thinking about, oh, it'll be really cool to walk in the Magic Kingdom and here we are. But if all of you are coaster fans, you might want to go over to the studios instead. Just take a, or Animal Kingdom. But take a look at some of the attractions and get a feel for everybody, which ones are like their first and second most important for the trip. And right. Maybe look at that too.
Hey, Mike, what day were you planning on visiting the Magic Kingdom?
We are going to be there November the 23rd. So, you know, I know one thing that I'm kind of hoping is not going to be crazy is, you know, they're supposed to reopen Space Mountain on the 22nd. So I know that it'll probably maybe still be crowded from all the people down there, the hardcore fans that want to be there for the reopening. But
not
maybe
on the Monday, though.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it's not, the crowds aren't too bad. But, you know, we were, like I said, the original plan, we were going to be down there, you know, during the week of Thanksgiving, actually on Thanksgiving Day. And I've heard Thanksgiving Day can just be slammed.
Yes.
So we'll be down there November 23rd. So if anybody's gonna you know, be down there at the same time, we'd love to, you know, maybe meet up or something. That'd be cool.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling, Mark. Appreciate it. Well,
Mike.
Hey, man,
Mike.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Mike. Thanks, guys, and enjoy this show. Bye, bye.
Okay. Mike. It's Mike night.
Mark from Piscataway. I mean, Mike from Birmingham.
And. Phone lines are open, and we're going to go now to Lori. Hi, Lori.
Lori. Hey. I didn't know it was me.
No all, single.
We know all.
It was either you and Mike. It was going to be.
Yeah, right. I think it was not Mike, but we guessed Lori.
I wanted to say hi to all the chat people, too. And, of course, Deb. I haven't seen her in 4 years.
4 years? That's too long.
Yeah. I know. Well, if you're going to be there for the reunion, I'll see you then.
I will be.
Yay. I'm calling because... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, are you doing the cruise or land?
I'm just doing the land portion.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I was calling in because people were mentioning the Sum of All Thrills in Epcot, and I just did it last week.
Oh, how was it?
I did it yesterday. It was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was hilarious. I like the fact that you can choose from three types of things, with inversions or without. And because I am a thrill junkie, I did choose a coaster, and I felt like I got more airtime in this simulator than I did in any other coaster, and I live near Six Flags.
Wow.
So if you like coasters, this is fun, but I heard that if you want the biggest thrill, choose the jet. I only had time to do the coaster, but people were saying they were able to get higher thrill scores by choosing the jet.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You know, it's definitely, you know, one thing that we've mentioned on the show, I know Len has always said the problem with interventions is that to him it always seems like something that, you know, you've already seen it in Best Buy by the time you see it in interventions. And what's really cool about it, Len, is that it really is neat to see this. I mean, Lori, I'm sure you know that, like, you know, when you're designing your coaster, what's really cool, what blew me away was this, was the screen you design on. It's this flat top, like tabletop screen, and you put a ruler on the screen and it knows that it's a ruler, and we take it away, it disappears, so it knows it's been taken away. And I was really blown away by it.
I felt like it wasn't as intuitive for me, and I felt like it was a learning experience to do it the first time because I wasn't sure how to use the ruler and the little dial appropriately.
Well, Lori, that's because it's the future.
Nice.
But yeah, I thought it was really, you know, hit it early in the morning on a weekday because I'm thinking the lines will be pretty long for this.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how long did you wait?
Maybe about 10 minutes, half.
What time did you go?
Like a 25-minute wait.
Yeah.
Because I was in the line, and we were like the next people let into the pre-show.
That's great.
And so I don't know how long it was between waiting in line and being let in, but we were like the first group let into the pre-show after getting in line. Mm-hmm. So it was very cool. I think everybody should try it if they like this kind of thing.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I'm excited to try it next time I go down.
Cool. Right. Thanks for the report, Lori.
Right, thanks.
Bye, Lori.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. I really enjoyed it. My only complaint is that it was short, but of course you could say that about a number of attractions at Disney World. But it was very, very cool.
It's the Kuka arm, right?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have our next caller on the line. It's Disney Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's Mark. Mark Mantoo in the chat room. So I don't have a question, but I just definitely wanted to call in and tell you guys something special that has happened and just recently to me. So I don't know if you guys are aware, but I actually made it to the second round of the Disney the Moms Panel search.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and it's exciting. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to you guys and your podcast because it was officially the first Disney podcast that I ever listened to. I started listening probably in April of 2007, I think it was like episode 242.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, hey, Deb, how are you doing?
Hey,
my big thank you to you guys is one of the things that I probably learned over 50% of my Disney knowledge has come from you guys, and this is for Len. It's exactly 56.972%. That I've learned from you guys, and I've used all your tips and the knowledge, you know, too, in the parks, and it's just been amazing. So I just really, from the bottom of my heart, want to tell you thank you. And if I do make it to the third round, I think we're supposed to find out either tomorrow or Tuesday whether we made it to the third round. But I definitely am going to have the good book next to me, touring the unofficial guide. Ding.
Thanks, man.
I just got the 2010 copy. So, and to all the other second rounders out there that made it to the second round, they're awesome people, and this year's Mom's Panel is going to be so great. So I just wanted to say thank you to all you guys.
Oh, thank you, Mark, for listening, and good luck to you in the future round, certainly.
Yeah, good luck with it.
Mark has to be one of the ultimate planners because when I saw him in September in Disneyland, I actually tweeted a picture of him. He had his D23 program all printed out on these laminated spreadsheets, and he was just rocking and rolling, and it was really wild. And Mark, you're a great guy, and I wish you lots of luck, and hope we see you on the Moms Panel this year.
Thanks, Deb. That will be so awesome. And there's so many other qualified people, too, so I'm giving a shout-out to them, too.
Absolutely. So,
we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mark.
Good luck, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye. So I have a shout out to the Disney Moms Panel embedded in one of the reviews of an upcoming book.
Oh, nice.
So we'll see who catches it.
That's
sort
great.
Of an it's an inside joke. Anyway, go ahead.
And we just had, of course, you know, Erin Foster, one of the Disney moms, on the other week, and I like to think that we've had a good relationship with the Disney Mom Panel. They're a great bunch of gals and a few guys they're thrown in also, and they're very, very, very talented. So definitely check them out.
You know what I like about them too is or what Disney's doing is they're not just completely starting over.
Yeah.
Every year, and I think it's because Disney realized that it takes a while to train people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, to understand the flow of the questions, how they should be answered, to get the context and everything. So it's good that they're keeping around the old panel too.
Absolutely. So they do a great job. Definitely.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Next caller is Kevbot from Massachusetts. Hey, Kev.
Kevbot. Oh, geez. Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hey. How are you?
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! I have a bunch of questions.
All right.
Very quickly. Okay. So Splash Mountain. Brer Fox used to say, I'm going to roast you. Now he says, I'm going to hang you. Why?
No, he says both.
He says both, depending on when you get there, yeah.
There's a loop.
It's still, okay. Boy, then I'm just missing it then.
You got to listen to House World Radio, buddy.
Exactly. Have the entire track.
Yeah. So there's a new TTA announcement.
Right.
And I just wanted to know if you guys had heard it or you know what was different about it.
I hadn't heard it yet, Scott, but have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it, Kev. It's a lot different. You won't hear the calling Mr. Morrow. You'll hear a lot of other things. It's sort of a little bit of a marketing spiel, you know, about everything else going on in Tomorrowland. It's a different voice. It's refreshing. It's refreshing, and I think that it kind of blends in real well with the attraction. I think everybody will like it.
Wait, Disney's
so it doesn't
doing marketing?
Take away from it.
What'd you say, Kev?
Disney's doing marketing in the spiel?
Well, I mean, it's just...
Oh, my God. Disney marketing.
What a concept. Kev, do you have a question, Kev?
You know, if that catches on, that's not going to be good. Go ahead.
I know.
Sorry, Kevin.
I just wanted to... Like, so it doesn't detract from it. It actually has enhanced it.
I heard some negative things about it, but I haven't heard it firsthand.
Yeah, I don't want to say it enhanced it. I think that it's okay. I think that a lot of the purists are going to say, you know, what was wrong with the old one? You know, what was wrong with the old one? This one is it's a different voice and it's a different pace. And a lot of people may like it and a lot of people may not like it. I would not go as far as to say it enhanced the ride at all.
I really liked the old one, but I always thought he sounded angry when he was talking about the Carousel of Progress. So,
oh, <yeah.
laughs> so it was weird to me.
You put a lot of thought into that, man.
Yeah, well, I'm insane. Okay, so I have the good book out in front of me.
Yep.
And I think I wrote in about this, but it hasn't been read yet. So I'm just gonna make a note that Tusker House Restaurant gets a 1.5 stars and a 90% approval rating.
Yeah, this is funny because I was reading the galleys before the book was published, and I'm like 1.5 stars, really? And it was the one thing that the dining reviewer and I didn't agree on, and they're the professional and I'm not, so we let it go. And they were pretty adamant about that particular
Wait,
review.
They liked it or didn't like it, Len?
Didn't like it, and I did. And I thought, because I mean,
I love that restaurant.
I know, I know. I mean, this is one of those things. Remember, for years, we kind of lagged behind the popularity on Le Cellier. And so I actually said this to the review. I'm like, mark my words, this is another Le Cellier, you know, coming up where people are ahead of us on this particular review. So
wow, first you have Primeval World on the cover, and now you have this. I mean,
you know what? Not only did we have Primeval World on the cover, but three of the last four covers have been Animal Kingdom.
Has Deb been editing your book?
Yeah.
That's the only solution.
Because it was Everest, Splash, Safari, and now Primeval World. I mean,
that's right.
If you're Triceratops Spin, you're getting ready for your close-up next year. That's all I can think.
And I heard you guys talked about some of our thrills. Oh, are you guys ever going to do the Ultimate Magic Kingdom touring plan?
We did a review with Henry, who did it. I guess the episode was about a month ago. No, a couple months ago.
But yeah. Are you guys ever going to do it?
I've tried it, dude. Man, that's hard.
I was thinking about doing it, and I was like freaked out.
You've really got to be in really good shape. A lot of things have to go right
good
for
luck,
you
bro.
During the day. It's just nonstop activity for, you know, like 12 hours.
Oh, jeez. And my last question, it's a grill and a cooler?
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear.
It's a cooler. Thanks, you guys.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Kevin.
You're
Thank
awesome.
You.
I see a shirt in the future with that saying on it.
Yes, I think so. We got to get one ready for a reunion.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, of course, we have not only the usual suspects here on the Slop Show, but we have the lovely Deb Wills from AllEars.net. So lots of opportunity to pick Deb's brain over here and get some feel what Deb feels on some subjects. And certainly Deb covers a lot of information on our website. So certainly if you've got some great questions tonight to do it. We have our next caller online. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, this is Mark in Kirkland, Washington.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm just continuing the Mark and Mike theme tonight.
Yeah, we've got two Marks and three Mikes, right?
Yeah. Hey, I was calling with the question. I'm one of the people who's kind of caught in the middle of this switch of the ADR window from 180, from 90 back to 180. We're headed down at the beginning of February for 10 days. And trying to make ADRs beginning this Tuesday when it all changes over. And mm-hmm. we wanted to take into account what the park hours were in deciding which restaurants to go to, also when Fantasmic was. Obviously, there's nothing on the Disney site. Wonder if you guys had any either insight or ability to predict what park hours might be, things like that, when Fantasmic would be during the beginning of February.
Right now, Disney's trend is they put out the absolute least hours they can, and then they amp it up as they get closer. I know that for the studios, what I've been noticing is they'll release like, you know, a schedule that has like 9 to 7 every day and like one Fantasmic show, like two Fantasmic showings a week. And then what's typically happened is that they get a lot closer. They ramp up the reservation. You know, they'll start. Okay, well, now they'll amp up hours. They'll add some Fantasmic showings, and it's been their MO as of late. So it's hard to really predict what they'll actually will be. Just know that if you see them and you kind of balk because they look a little low, the good news is they may very well change it as you get closer to your actual dates.
Yeah, the bummer is that makes it a little difficult to, you know, try to schedule your restaurants along with the park you're going to attend and choose a park wisely based on the.
I know. I just actually just wrote an article on Studio Central about it because I had compared September's hours, which for September 2009 was the least amount of park hours in the last 5-6 years, relatively speaking. And then I compared, I said, well, how about December? And December has the least amount of days where the park is open to 10 o'clock or later in the week of Christmas in any other year. They're going to add into it, right? And that's my point. Is that we've seen them just in October. They bumped up some hours, so you're definitely going to see it as we get closer. But it's kind of I agree with you 100% there, Mark. That it's hard to plan well in advance, like you should, when the park hours aren't reflective of what they may actually end up being.
Yeah.
It just feels unfortunate to be the ones caught in the middle of this switchover. I know that somebody mentioned in the chat that they thought the ADR system would be down by 6:30 in the morning on Tuesday with, you know, the mad rush of people trying to get in on Tuesday morning.
That's right, because it opens up online at 6 a.m., right?
6 a.m.
Something like that, yeah. Wanted to ask you one other question, if I could. Like I said, we're going to be down there for 10 days, and we're looking to take one day to head out to Kennedy Space Center. And wondered, you know, what day you might suggest as a good day for that. I've been using Len's crowd calendar to kind of plan out our days, and unfortunately, Len, you don't put in there what is the best day to go to the Space Center. So I thought I'd call in and see if you could tell me what would be a good day between the 4th and the 14th of February.
I think any weekday would be good.
Yeah, I agree.
Like a Monday, Tuesday, 4th and the 14th of February?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4th and the 14th. What about
Monday the 8th?
Okay. Yeah, Monday the 8th. Well, let me think. So the only thing I would say is the Super Bowl is on the Sunday the 7th. So people could be driving home because it's in Miami this year, right?
Yes.
Maybe Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday. Because by Monday, everyone's gone, right? I'm thinking Tuesday.
Okay.
There you go, Mark.
That's sort of unfortunate because that looks like a good day crowd-wise for one of the theme parks, but whatever. We've got to take advantage of it while we can.
Yeah, you got 10 days. I mean, you'll be fine. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, do the So Kennedy Space Center is actually a lot of fun. Make sure you get there early because it's just like a theme park in terms of crowds. By noon, it'll be more crowded than at 9 a.m. when it opens.
Okay, I got three boys, 12, 9, and 6. Isn't there like a variety of tours you can take?
Yeah. So I wouldn't go on the really long one. You stick to the ones that are like an hour or less. There's one that's like, the entire compound. I think it's like 2 hours or 2.5 hours. That's a bit much. But I think there's an IMAX theater as well. There's an IMAX film.
Okay.
And those are always a hoot. Yeah. I've been a couple times. The Rocket Garden's really cool too.
Great. All right. Well, that's it. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Mark. Cool.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Take care.
407-278-5939 is our number. Don't forget the chat room is open, wdwtoday.com, and you'll see the link for our chat room. You guys watch some webcams. What we like to do with these live shows is not just you calling in or listening. It's actually we want to make it a little more interactive, a little more fun, and you can share your opinions with a lot of what's going on the show in our chat room. We've got a lot of great people in the chat room, and a shout-out goes out to Figment Rules in our chat room. I know that she's been in there many, many times. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello
caller.
My name is Spencer. I'm from Aberdeen, Maryland.
Hey, Spencer.
Spencer.
Hey.
How's it going for
hello
you?
To everybody. Good. Let's get right. Hello in chat. I'm MYY2SMP.
Cool. Hoo-ah! What can we do for you tonight, Spencer?
I have a question for you all. It's more of a pain-based. Which one do you prefer? Port Orleans Transporter or Port Orleans Riverside?
Ooh.
Are you going to have a rental car or a car with you?
No, we're going to use Disney transportation.
If a sit-down restaurant is not important to you, then I would say the French Quarter because it's first on the bus route. And at park opening and closing, or at park opening, sometimes the buses are filled by the time they get to the later Riverside stops. But that's just my personal thought. I like French Quarter. It's smaller, quainter.
I totally agree with you there, Deb.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Yeah, a lot of people in chat there, Spencer, are mentioning French Quarter. It seems to be the resounding consensus over there.
Are you spending most of your time in the parks, Spencer?
Yeah.
So if you're not going to eat a sit-down dinner at the at Riverside, then the restaurant probably doesn't come into play. And I don't think it's that great a restaurant to begin with, is it?
Oh, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not something you go out of your way for.
Yeah, and definitely, Spencer, check out PortOrleans.org. What our good friend Andre Wiley runs that, and lots of great information there on the Port Orleans Resort.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. All I gotta say is Yankees probably gonna win tonight.
I hope so.
Right. Look, I'm putting my money down on it. All right, man. All right.
Thanks, Spencer.
Okay.
Have a great time,
guys.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and of course. We have joining us on this evening's show is Deb Wills of AllEars.net. So lots of opportunity for you to ask Deb any question that you might have. Deb just got back from not one, but two Adventures by Disney that over the course of the summertime and had a lot of fun over there. I know I was watching you, Deb, on the AllEars Twitter. And it seems like you guys had a great time out there in the West.
We did. And Mr. Newell can talk to the Quest for the West much better than I can.
Right.
But I'm happy to talk about backstage magic.
Yeah, it seems like you guys just had just a wonderful time over there. And in terms of the unique opportunities that were afforded to you, it really seems like it was quite an, for lack of a better word, an adventure. Yes,
it was. It was. It's touted as a 6-day trip, but your first day is dinner and getting together, and the last day, of course, is breakfast and leaving. So it was four really compact days. But let me tell you, we were VIP'd every place we went. We got to tour the Jim Henson Studio, and apparently that is a very rare thing that never happens. And I actually got to be a Muppeteer. They brought out some of the Muppets, not the big ones that you would recognize, but some of the secondary Muppets, and we had a demonstration, and then I got to be one and interact with one of the other Muppets, so that was very cool.
That's
and
awesome.
We got our pictures with Kermit, who was sitting on a couch in the lounge. And we also had just an amazing tour backstage. Also at the Walt Disney Studios, we got to walk through Imagineering. Awesome, awesome time in Imagineering. We were in that humongous room where all of the models are. So if anybody was at D23 and you saw the model for Cars Land, it's about 10, 100 times, I don't know. It's huge now in the WDI warehouse or whatever room they put them all in. They also had the Fantasyland expansion on a model that was there, and lots of drawings all over the wall. So, of course, a lot of us were looking around to see what we could see. But just an amazing experience. And when we got to Disneyland, let's see, we went behind the scenes at Indiana Jones. We went behind the scenes at Soarin'. Soarin' was very cool. We stood underneath the screen, watched everybody. It was wonderful, and had folks there who were explaining things to us and answering all kinds of questions. Backdoored onto a number of rides. It was fantastic as a Disney fan. And I can also tell you, we had four people on the trip who were a group family, and three of them had never been to a Disney park and hadn't even really thought they saw a Disney movie before. Wow. And to experience everything with them, it was fantastic, and they had a great time as well. So
that's great. Of course, you can.
I give it high marks.
You can, of course, check out. You have a nice photo report there from your trips at the All Ears Net Blog Central. So you can check that out. See all the pictures that Deb was talking about. It's really a lot of fun. It seems like you guys had a great time out there.
We did. I think I'd do it again.
Cool. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Anthony, Auculo on the chat.
Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hello.
You're on the air, Anthony. What can I do for you?
Oh. I got a question for all you guys. Both you guys from the podcast and Deb, I wanted to know what got you guys started in the podcasting and website worlds for Disney.
You know, I want to hear Deb's answers. I don't think I've ever heard this answer from you, Deb.
Wow. It goes back to the start of the internet in the dark days, when the very first website I found that was about Disney was two pages, and I dreamed about it for a week. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. It was the most amazing thing. And then found the Rec Arts Disney News Group, where I met Lori and some other folks, I'm sure, who were in the chat room. And one thing led to another, and my obsessive personality just kind of took over, and the rest, as they say, is history. But, it was just a newsletter at one point, Rayman. Yes, you're right, in the chat room. And, I'm looking at the chat room now. Oh, somebody just gave the answer to my trivia question. I was going to ask what the very first name of the site was.
Yep, Disney Digest.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't get to win anything, do I?
No. I don't think so. But that's okay. I'll come up with another trivia question.
There you go. I think I have every incarnation of your website still bookmarked in my browser somewhere.
I'm still looking for a first edition of the unofficial guide, Len.
You still? Oh, you don't have a first edition?
No, I look on eBay, go to used bookstores.
I have one.
Oh, an extra one?
That reminds me of something really funny.
They're really small.
I think we're forgetting about Anthony here, but yeah, I might be.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anthony.
I just got back from a trip with my brother a couple weeks ago, and I saw a guy walk around the park, and he had all these little, those little sticky notes that stick out the side of a book. I thought the guy was walking around the park with a Bible. No, he was walking around with the good book, the unofficial guide, all marked up like a Bible. It was quite entertaining.
That's great.
I remember those days. I used to do that too.
Yeah.
I think we all did at one point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're right. So how'd you guys get started on the podcast? That was the other part of the question.
Yeah, whose fault is this?
I would say it's that Newell made me do it.
Yeah.
Now, we had an idea. I think Len and I were both independently at the time thinking of doing a podcast. And I know that, Len, you were talking with Scopa, and I was talking with Newell, and we kind of, brought our forces together. This, we were both thinking of doing it, and it was really just like that. I mean, it really worked out
you know, extremely well. We're lucky because, you know, we could, I mean, we all get on each other's nerves, but it didn't, you know, stop the podcast by any means. So, you know, it was just that simple, really.
Rephrase that. You get on our nerves.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, have you ever heard the show when you're not on? Because it's fabulous.
Because Len doesn't get on my nerves, and Scopa doesn't get on my nerves.
Thanks, Anthony.
Cool, guys. Thanks for answering my question.
I was going to say, you know, Deb is telling your story, and Newell, I got really upset at you because Deb is telling a story about the internet years ago, and she found some website that has only two pages, and I had all these great MouseWorldRadio.com jokes lined up, but of course you just did your new website, which actually was very nice, Mike.
Oh, it's very nice.
Thank you. Jokes.
But I had all these great jokes, but I can't use them anymore.
Yeah, I think 10 years is enough for an update. What do you think?
Was it really 10 years?
Yeah, this is the 10th anniversary. Oh.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, check it out at MouseWorldRadio.com. 407-278-5939 is our number. We've got another call on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Matt, how you doing? It's Rick Rivers.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I'm good. All right, here's my question. Actually, I've been listening to you guys for probably, a few months now and about 100 episodes, and it's kind of neat to actually be talking to you right now. We're heading down in about 10 days. It'll be my first trip ever to Disney.
Wow. Really?
Cool.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I've got a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and my wife, she's been 20 years ago, but we're all pretty excited. Here's my question. I'm cheap. Let's start with that. Right? So we're trying to do it as quick, as cheaply as possible. So we actually looked at doing the whole Magic Year way with the Park Hopper Pass, and I'm thinking, you know what, being the first time down there, we're probably not going to be hopping park to park. So, and I noticed that I can buy extra days on my park pass.
No, you can't do it, but go ahead.
Oh, you know where I'm going?
You can't use multiple days from the pass to get into two parks at once. Disney's computer system will prevent it. Rick, this is probably the single most common question about tickets I think that any of us get.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're saying. So I can't use my park passes to get into one park in the morning and then use a separate set of park passes to get into another park in the afternoon.
Oh, a separate set of passes?
Oh.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
A separate set of passes, yeah, but is that cheaper than going park hopper?
Well, absolutely, because it only costs me about $2 extra per person per park.
Well, no, because the problem you're going to get there.
Yeah. So how many kids? It's you, your wife, and how many kids?
I got two. I've got a 10 and a 6-year-old.
Okay. So do you have 4 park tickets or do you have 8 park tickets?
I have 4. I have a park. I have a park ticket for every one of us, right?
Yeah.
I have. We'll be there for 6 full days. So.
Okay.
And I've actually there's probably only 5 days we're going to go to the park. But I got I actually purchased an extra 2 days for each person, so I've got 7 days, right?
Okay, so you've got 4 tickets with 7 days on it.
Right, so I've got 7 days on it, but we're probably only going to go to the parks for 5 days. But
okay.
I'm just going to use a full set of park passes for the morning and another set of park passes for the afternoon.
But what set of park passes are you going to use? You've only got 1 physical pass, right?
Yeah.
Each. So here's the thing. So each of your tickets is linked, and Disney keeps track of what Disney keeps track internally in their internal computer system over what features you've got on those tickets. And if you try and use the same ticket, on the same day in 2 different parks, unless you've got the park hopper option, Disney's computer system won't let you into the second park.
Okay, but I'm okay with using separate days worth of tickets. Do you know what I'm saying?
You might be okay with it, but Disney's not.
See, what Len is saying, Rick, is that you need 2 separate physical tickets to do what you want to do. You cannot say, okay, I'm going to use my Monday. Today is Sunday, and I'm going into Epcot. And Sunday night, I'm going to take that same ticket, and I'm going to try to get into the Magic Kingdom. The system will not let you do that. But if you use a separate ticket that you did not use already for that day, then you can do it.
Yeah, if you had a separate physical ticket, you could do it because the physical tickets aren't linked. But if you use this, if you bought a separate physical ticket, it'd be cheaper to just get the park hopping option, which is why I asked the question.
Right.
Does that make sense, Rick?
Yeah, not really, because I'm confused. Because I'm thinking if I've got passes for 7 different days, and I only want to, like, for example, we're going to take 1 day off totally.
Okay.
And probably 1 day. We'll spend half a day in Animal Kingdom, and I'm thinking we'll spend half a day. And I'm thinking I'll use a full day's passes for Animal Kingdom, and then in the afternoon I'll use another full day's passes.
You can't do that.
I've
got
can't
7 days worth of passes, but I'm only going to
– It doesn't work that way.
Park 5 days. Oh,
no. Yeah, so – no, Rick, so the passes, the days that you have are calendar days, not park days.
Okay. So you can – I'm going to get physical park passes and
– Right. Okay. No. No, there's not. Though it's all computerized and Disney.
Well, actually,
Disney,
that makes it good because then I guess I'm just gonna go to Epcot on the first day I get there because they have extra evening magic hours. So I'll just end up going there the first day I get there, and you know
that
I'll
makes sense. Yes. That way. Yep. See, that's great too because your point. I mean, you're that day only cost you a couple bucks, right?
Right.
Yeah, and in that respect, that's a fabulous decision to make. I would definitely encourage that.
I'm glad I asked that, and I think I'm going from the 4th to the 11th, so I think I'll stick to the Saturday and Sunday, and I'll just use those 2 days with Animal Kingdom, and because I know they're not as busy on, I guess, the Saturday and Sunday of that week. And all right, that's good. I'm glad I called. I'm glad I asked that.
Yeah, so it's by far the most common.
I have all over my floor here as I'm planning, and I have the unofficial guy ding-ding right here. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm as excited as the kids, maybe even more so.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for your show. It's been a great ride back and forth to work for the past couple months listening to your show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. See you guys.
That's awesome.
I was disappointed. Rick was definitely from Canada. I didn't get one aboot. I was waiting for it. It makes me giggle no matter what. Just like the Gruller commercial, but alas.
It's a griller and a cooler?
It's always funny. And don't forget, of course, that this episode, this live show of WDW Today, is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And we thank, of course, Deb and All Ears, the All Ears team for sponsoring our live shows. You've been doing it for a long time, Deb, and we truly appreciate it. So thank you very much.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. My pleasure.
We have our
What's the dial-in number, Matt? What's the number call?
407-278-5939. 407-278-5WDW.
You don't hear that in your sleep, Len?
No.
I sense a weenie is approaching.
Oh, no.
My weenie alarm is going off. Am I right?
No. I was merely asking because we haven't mentioned it in a while.
Okay, very good. Good, because I don't want any weenies on this show.
That's right.
407-278-5939, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Good, how are you? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, all. I have a question. We're going down in April with my entire family, about 30 people.
And you want to know how to ditch them?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you really?
We know how to ditch them. Ditching them's easy, but how do you get dining reservations for 30 people?
You don't.
What you got to do is really focus on the restaurants that have large capacities and not a lot of demand. Buffets are great for this. And some restaurants that come to mind are like Trails End, Beer Garden, Tepanito. Tepanito's going to have higher demand, but restaurants that's going to be able to accommodate a lot of people better. And those are the typical kinds of restaurants that come to mind.
Would you even try it, though? I mean, would you even try coordinating a meal for 30?
I did 50 at Trails End one time.
But I mean, for how many days?
That was just one day, yeah.
We are going from Saturday to Saturday, so it's ultimately going to be 6 days of eating.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, you just got to have – the truth, Yvonne, is if you might consider using a Disney travel agent to help you out there because they can –
you know, a lot of times what the issue is not that you can't make it, but they need, you know, you need to actually like make some contact with the restaurant themselves and talk to a manager to kind of, you know, okay it. I know that you going through a travel agent is probably the solution that I would use personally, just because it's going to make your life so much easier in terms of doing that. Obviously, the online system and the phone system might be a little difficult in that regard to try to do that otherwise.
The thing is, I mean, to coordinate that many dining reservations for that big a group, I mean, that's a serious commitment for everyone involved. I don't know that you would be better off just saying, picking out a couple of days and saying, look, you know, we're going to try and get together a couple of nights for dinners, but we're not going to try and do this every night because it's just too much of a time commitment for everyone. And
you know, the other thing is that if you have 30, I mean, it's hard to talk to everyone. So, you know, you may want to consider, Yvonne, maybe if – I don't know how your plans are for the parks, if everybody is going to be in the same park every day. But if that's the case, then why not possibly think about making a rendezvous where everybody can meet and maybe have a Dole Whip or meet and have some kind of a treat and talk about what you're doing. 30 people at a sit-down restaurant – very difficult, especially if the footprint of the restaurant is or the dining room is very small, like La Cellier. It would be just virtually impossible to do that.
Oh, we're not even trying La Cellier.
Right. But I mean, it's very hard to talk to everyone when you've got 30. I mean, I've been to meals where there were 60 of us, and I found myself getting up and going over to tables and talking. You really can't enjoy your meal. So, you know, you may want to consider maybe breaking it up, like maybe 10 people at a time would eat someplace, and you change it every once in a while. But maybe meeting once a day for a treat, ice cream or something, maybe that might be
much better. Yeah, I think it's a much better idea. I mean, the thing is, for 30 people, if you say 6 p.m., you're not going to get all 30 people showing up at 6 p.m. People are going to be straggling in. It's going to be 6:30, 6:40 when everyone is finally ready to go, and they're not going to seat you until everyone's there.
Well, that's true, but I've told everyone already that you know this is a schedule, and you are on time, or you don't eat. So, I was just wondering if it's even possible, or would it be more smart to like, get, like you said, get like 3 reservations of 10, or something along those lines.
I like that. I like that idea, or I like Scopa's idea. I think both of those things are the way to go.
Like meeting it for a treat or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll see you guys in December. Looking forward to it.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Yvonne.
All right.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I hope Yvonne's not bringing her 30 people to reunion.
I admire the patience of the people like Yvonne who are coordinating a vacation for 30 people, because I'd get to like 3 people and I'd be like, you know what y'all need? Y'all need a travel agent.
It's
or
no
just do
fun.
What Len typically does and make a reservation for 4 and just show up at 30.
4, 30, whatever. It's all the same. Remember, all you got to do is be in the system.
That's right. 407-278-5939. I want to do a big shout out, of course, to all our people who are in chat. And I know that many of you are listening and tweeting about it on Twitter. So big shout out to everyone who's taking care of that. And of course, I mean, if you do follow Twitter, tomorrow, actually, we're having a little live event on the WDW Today Twitter. It's WDW Today Podcast is our Twitter account, and they're actually there's a media event set up tomorrow for the Princess Tiana meet and greet over there at the Magic Kingdom, the Jubilee event.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have some live tweeting, if you will, on the WDW Today blog. So if you're stuck at work tomorrow, like I will be, at least you can follow along on Twitter. So check that out. 407-278-5939, and Jennifer's been waiting patiently on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Doing. Not too bad, I have to admit, though. I guess I may be being a little obsessive over planning, you know, trying to focus on one thing. We are going to Disney World in the beginning of March. I think I talked to you guys last month about restaurants, my husband and I, for anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know which restaurant you want to go to?
Good.
The problem is that, like Mark mentioned earlier, there is no calendar. And I'm supposed to make him that call, you know, 6 a.m. Central Time Tuesday morning, and there is no calendar.
Yep.
So what I'm wondering is, if there's any way to find out historically what EMH hours are, to kind of use that as maybe a guide
I have the old. I have the historical park hours for the studios. I'm not sure about extra magic hours. Deb, on your website, do you have the historical extra magic hour schedule?
No, we don't have the historical.
Yeah. I don't have the historical ones on mine either. Not extra magic hour, but I do have the historical park hours. I'm not sure if that does you any good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking in terms of, you know, maybe if I can kind of figure out some historically speaking in March, you know, it was Monday for Magic Kingdom, Tuesday for studios. That would maybe help me decide which restaurants to request when. Because I'm just trying to come up with something. Because thankfully, the restaurants we're looking at, they are all out of the parks. They're all resort restaurants. And so it's not a huge deal, but it's just something I kind of like to be able to make a guess about. So that way I'm going in somewhat knowledgeably when I talk to them Tuesday morning, because I know they're going to be stressed beyond belief with all of us calling yep. and harassing. And, you know, I'm expecting madness Tuesday morning, to be honest with you. So I like to try to be prepared for all possible. But, yeah, and then I'd heard that Narcoossee's, that's the restaurant we're really looking at for our big celebration dinner.
I bet you are.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Woohoo! But we are looking at that one. And I was told that that Narcoossee's is up there with Le Cellier and the Castle for popularity. Is that your experience?
No,
that seemed really odd for me.
No, I don't think that's true. Okay. I actually
not my experience.
No, I actually remember. I did a study of ADRs and how difficult it was to get them.
That was an episode a little while back. One.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing Narcoossee's anywhere near there.
No.
Well, I couldn't figure out that it's a 2-table credit. There's no characters, and it's at a resort.
And it's a specialty menu, so no.
Exactly. You know, it's a specialty, but there's no Cinderella or Winnie the Pooh or, you know, JoJo Circus greeting the kids. So I couldn't understand how that would be up there with Cinderella in the Castle or Le Cellier and their pretzel bread. And it just didn't equate for me. So that's why I was curious if you'd heard the same thing, because she really threw me for a loop when I was told that from a Disney cast member. I thought, seriously? That's wow.
There's no way.
No. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be that bad.
No.
Thank you. We're looking at Cuisina, The Wave, and Narcoossee's.
It'll be fun.
So we're not.
Cuisina might be tough.
It'll be fun. Okay.
Wonderful. Cuisina might
Thank
be tough.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Which one might be tough?
Cuisina might be tough. I don't know how popular. Okay. Deb might know better.
We're actually getting really mixed reviews in our rate and review section on Cuisina. People seem to either really like it or really don't. So I think they're still finding their way. Looking forward to eating there in December.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it a shot for March.
Yeah, I ate there on Friday night, and Jennifer, and I thought it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't like one of those restaurants like, wow, I got to go back. It wasn't bad either. I'm going back tomorrow, so I'll have a good idea of how it's
going to
be.
It wasn't great, but I'm going back tomorrow.
It wasn't great. It wasn't like I have to go back, but I'm going back tomorrow.
I'm kind of looking forward to it because it is something a little bit different. It is not in the parks, which might mean, you know, a lower kid ratio. There's no characters, and it's right there on the boardwalk, which my husband and I love that area. So, you know, it's replacing Pseudo. So we thought we'd give it a shot, and hopefully it's at least decent. I'm not looking for anything to really, you know, blow me away. I'm just looking for something good and out of the parks.
Just be careful. Don't order the whole fish if you've never actually had a fish served to you that actually has its head on it. And that's what I did, and I totally didn't think about it. But the great news is they will fillet it for you. When he came by and says, "Sir, would you like it filleted?" And I looked at him and said, "Oh yes, please." I had no idea.
You ordered the whole fish filleted.
No, the whole fish came whole, and I didn't know how to. I didn't know what to do with it. I really didn't realize that it was like.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Misunderstood. All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, so they do have the animal looking at you on the plate when they.
Oh yes.
It.
Oh, he was looking.
Okay. Okay, good. I'm glad you. Thank you for letting me know that I have a serious issue with things looking at me as I'm trying to eat them. So, thank you guys so much for your help. And by the way, that is a great Mouse World Radio site. That looks beautiful.
Wow, thank you.
That's very nice looking.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, bye.
Take care, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Wasn't sure if I was on because I was also listening on the web, and it must be on delay.
It is.
Hi, yes. This is David.
Hey, David.
David, I knew I recognized your voice. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
All right. We have a couple of questions regarding our trip in January. We are going down. We are arriving New Year's Day, January 1st. And I'm expecting the crowds to be pretty bad through the weekend. But by Sunday, I'm expecting the place to pretty much empty out. Am I correct in that assumption?
From the first.
The first is a Friday.
Right.
And
it'll
we're staying until
weekend.
The following Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. Yeah, it's interesting. So public schools probably go back around the 4th or the 5th then, right?
Well, I'm expecting they probably go back on the Monday.
Maybe. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, yeah, 4th or the 5th. I'm thinking they don't
I know ours are because we're taking our son out for 3 days.
Right. So yeah, I think things will probably start slowing down on that Saturday and the 2nd. You're right. Yeah, because Saturday's typically the busiest travel day for trips less than 500 miles. Most people drive to Disney World anyway, so yeah. So things will start clearing out on the Saturday.
Right now, there's a Fantasmic on Sunday night, and then there's also extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. How early do you think we'll have to get to MGM? And I keep saying MGM. The studios. To get into that Fantasmic.
On the third?
On the Sunday. Yeah, on the third.
The first or the second show?
I think there's only one show according to the calendar.
Then you should really give yourself plenty of time. I would say in the ballpark of about 60 minutes or more.
60 is still have to get there that early.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, all right. And if we get out of Fantasmic, there should be plenty of time to get over to the Magic Kingdom, correct? For extra magic hours? They're there until 1 a.m. that night.
Yeah, you should know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure you hustle your way out of there if you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a tip, when you're watching Fantasmic, you see have you seen the show before?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Okay. You know, when as soon as you see Steamboat Willie come out, you can get up and leave, and you'll beat the crowd out of there. I swear, you're just missing out on Steamboat Willie comes out, Mickey comes out, and goes, "Oh, imagination, huh?" And that's it. So
just like that,
exactly. You want to hear it listen to Mouse World Radio, the rest of it. But it's really you're missing out on it. Yeah. So as soon as you see Steamboat Willie, you know, you grab the family and head on out, and you'll beat the whole crowd out there.
That's
second true. Second side of the right, straight on till one.
That's right.
Funny.
All right, a couple of other questions, I guess. Regarding now, again, you know, by Monday and Tuesday of that first week, you know, the crowd should be pretty low, I would think.
Yep, below.
Yeah, do you think we should still – we have how many people? 6 people. And in the past, we have lived and died by the touring plans.
Woo.
Do you think that we'll need them during the week? Or can we...
What I would say is use them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of play it by ear. If you find that you're like way ahead of schedule because the crowds are lower, then you can kind of drop the plans or decide how much more you need them. But if the crowds are unexpectedly large, it's better to have gone through them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
All right.
Hey, don't forget that towards the end of the week is Marathon Weekend. So you're
going to... Really? That's Marathon Week? I thought following weekend.
No. Following weekend after that is Martin Luther King Day weekend.
The 6th? The 6th? The marathon is the 6th?
No, it's the 9th and 10th. 9th and 10th.
Oh, wow. All right. So the park will get started to get crowded again towards the later.
Yeah. So people who run the half marathon have to pick up their race packets on Friday at latest, which means they're probably coming in Thursday to not cut things short. You know, some of them, and some of them might be getting in as early as Wednesday to just kind of get acclimated to the weather and the heat and everything.
That's probably why we're having trouble getting some reservations at the DVC. All right, because we have Old Key West from Sunday to Thursday, and we're hoping to get Friday. But
I love Old Key West.
I don't know.
I love Old Key West.
You love Old Key West?
Oh, yeah. Newell and I have spent many a good time there.
the other thing to keep in mind, David, is traffic in the mornings of the half and the full marathon. There might be some traffic delays because some of the roads are closed or diverted. The monorail gets tied up, so keep those things in mind as well.
Which day is the half marathon?
Half marathon Saturday the 9th.
Is the Saturday. All right, well, we're leaving that day. We're leaving late in the day on Saturday. So
you'll be fine.
That's sort of our last day.
Only Scott will be on the race course then.
Thanks, David.
I have one more question.
Yes.
One more question. How is the sushi at the Japanese Pavilion? Is it worth it?
It's okay.
You thought it was okay? I thought it was very good.
It's okay. I mean, what do you want? I mean, compared to sushi you can get in the real world?
In the real world. I mean, we're heavily into it, so.
It's more expensive.
It's much more expensive.
It's like 50% more.
I wouldn't necessarily spend your money over there.
You might want to try kimonos, though, at the Swan.
What about the Poly at the...
The Poly has a new sushi. It's still kind of expensive, but...
Is it? Yeah.
Much smaller bar, David. Yeah. Like maybe 10 seats, 12 seats.
Mm-hmm.
So much better service, and you get the occasional free thing too. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, David.
Take care.
Actually, that's a great idea.
First of all, there's two things I wanted to bring up, Deb, and they got caught up. First of all, I saw you were abusing poor Linda in the chat room. she's so innocent, but anyway, I'm teasing you with that one. But I saw you wanted to mention something about Friday, a special cruise event coming up.
Right. Somebody was talking about blogging, or you guys were talking about Twitter Live tomorrow for the Princess Tiana event. And Thursday, actually not Friday, Thursday at 4 to 6 in New York City is a special Disney Cruise Line press event. And I will be there and Linda will be there. We will be Twittering live from the event, sending photos and tweets, and we'll also have a report afterwards. It will be about the new ships. They're very sketchy right now in terms of announcements and what we're going to see, but it sounds like we're going to see some more details of various areas of the new ships, so that will be exciting, and we're really hoping they're going to announce a date when the ships will start sailing, or at least the Disney Dream will go out on its first cruise, and hopefully some itineraries as well. So.
Cool.
All ears, Deb, is the Twitter address, and we will be reporting live on Thursday.
Very cool. Check it out. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
John Wright.
Hey, John, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Well, I am celebrating my son's 7-year-old birthday, and we're staying at the All-Star Movie Resort. And I'm trying to have a cake delivered, and I'm getting conflicting stories from Disney. The Disney dining or the Disney cake line when I call does not give me that as an option.
Have you tried a Disney florist?
For cake? No.
Yeah, because the Disney cake line, if I'm not mistaken, is for if you're going to go to a restaurant and want a cake over there. But you want one delivered to your room? Is that what we're getting?
To the resort, it would be great.
Yeah, I would try the florist. Deb, do you know? Are you aware of any services that allow you to have a cake delivered to their room?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, my only guess is the florist because they do the florist is kind of like they do a lot of special things all around the resorts in terms of those kind of special ideas over there. But the florist would definitely be where I would start with, and certainly they can help you there. The other option, and Lori Breyer Rose in the chat room mentioned it. You can call the resort private dining line. Room service, and see what they can do for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great suggestion.
It's a great idea.
All right, that worked. That's all I need then.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. And
thank you, guys.
Is there private dining at the All-Star Resorts?
They have the pizza.
the little pizza van coming. Yeah.
One thing I've learned about Disney, for the right price, I'm sure you can get a lot taken care of.
Yeah, I celebrated a birthday a couple years ago at one of the value resorts, and if I recall correctly, I did get a cake.
If it was me, I would just have someone go out and grab me a Fudgy the Whale cake.
Fudgy the Whale. That's an ice cream cake. It's not going to go too far in the Florida sun, but...
That's true. Drive fast.
Hey, if they can deliver a pizza hot, they should be able to deliver an ice cream cake cold.
Thank you, Mike. Always have my back. I appreciate
it. That's a brilliant observation, actually.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy from Cape May.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Wait, which Cape May?
Hi.
New Jersey or the restaurant?
Cape May, New Jersey.
All right, Jersey.
I had written to you guys before about the restaurant.
That's right. I remember talking about it. It was recently, actually.
Yeah, not too long ago. Actually, I had written two questions, one like a couple months apart, and you almost answered them both on the same day. But then Mike picked the wrong one, so.
Oh, it's all Newell's fault.
Oh, now I feel bad.
That's good.
Yeah, well, what are you?
But I had a question. We're coming over Christmas.
Yep.
And my question was, they have extra magic hours every morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we are not staying on the property, and I needed to know how to fit the touring plans.
Oh, good. So, okay. So
not being able to get there on time, ever.
Right. So the easiest way to do it is to skip one attraction for every 15 minutes you're late. So if the park is going to open at 8 to the general public, right?
Right.
So that means extra magic hours begin at 7.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So you should, if you get there at 8, skip the first 4 attractions in the plan, and start on step 5. That being said, you might want to just skip 3 attractions and see what happens, because 7 o'clock in the morning is really early for an extra magic hour to begin, and ain't that many people going to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, especially in December, even with the crowds. So skip 3 attractions and see what happens.
Okay, and what do you think the best time is then to try to do Dumbo?
Either during the afternoon parade or last thing at night.
Okay. All right, and then I have one more question for Matt that I had seen that you were at the Waldorf.
Yes.
On your Facebook. Are they still doing construction over there? That's where our timeshare is, and I was wondering if the construction was done over there or not.
It looks pretty done. The Hilton's there. The Waldorf's there. Obviously, Bonnet Creek Resort's been there. I didn't go to Bonnet Creek, if that's the timeshare you're referring to.
But you would be able to see if there was still construction, yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing any construction over there.
Well, that sounds cool then.
Yeah.
All right.
You stayed at the Waldorf, man?
No, I just walked around over there.
Okay.
I don't have Newell kind of money.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, in other words, he means no one else is paying for him to stay there.
Exactly.
When are you going, Amy? When are you going? Christmas, right?
The 27th through the 3rd, yeah.
Okay, so I've got to, I'm staying at the Waldorf during the reunion, if I can get off from work.
Are you really?
Oh.
Yeah, one night, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Bay Lake Towers, Waldorf, and then I'm trying to camp the other two nights. It's going to be
it's
like best of times, worst of times trip. It's going to be hysterical.
That's great.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. What, can this guy not make up his mind? What? Anyway.
I hope you're camping first.
I am, actually, because I always start off bad and end up fabulous.
Right.
If I ever had a motto, that would be it. Right there. Anyway.
Somebody should write that down.
That and where's the beef, right one?
Yeah, that and where's the beef, exactly. Yeah,
very good. All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
407-278-5939 is our number. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Katie Kirk from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, Katie.
I'm really great, yeah. This is actually my first live show, so I'm really fortunate to get in on my first time. Yeah.
Cool, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I actually have a couple questions on two separate trips.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, me and my family are going on December 18th to the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And it's only 5 days. So I was just wondering, like, which resorts would you guys suggest we looked at, like, for decoration for such a short time?
We'll definitely want to get over to the Grand Floridian to see the full-size gingerbread house and enjoy mm-hmm. those smells and maybe have a cup of cocoa. And also over at the Beach Club, opposite end of the resort, they also have a really cool carousel made out of gingerbread and chocolate and all mm-hmm. kinds of yummy things. So those are the two, I think, most dramatic Christmas displays you might find in the resorts. But others have neat stuff, too.
Yeah, I really like, Katie, what they do at Fort Wilderness. It's not so much what Disney does. It's what the campers do over there. And they put up a lot of Christmas lights. So if you ever have an evening, maybe you know you went to Animal Kingdom that day and you're not feeling like doing much else, head on over to Fort Wilderness and walk around the campgrounds over there because they really do a fantastic job in terms of the decorations.
And the other thing is that the Animal Kingdom Lodge has a very unusual Christmas tree with some very unusual ornaments, and it's worth the trip to go over there and see that tree in the lobby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll definitely try and check those out.
Cool. What's your other question, Katie?
Yeah, I also noticed that Whoopi Goldberg is going to be doing the candlelight processional while we're there. We currently don't have we don't have the dinner package. So I was wondering, with such a popular celebrity, would it even be remotely possible to try and see it?
It is. You just have to have a lot of patience because you're going to be waiting in line a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Cool.
And for my other trip, I'm actually planning a huge trip in May for about 40 people. I'm actually in college right now, so my honors fraternity, we're all going to try and go over there. And I was just wondering if you guys had any suggestions on trying to make it special for a huge group of college kids. I was thinking maybe like an Epcot dessert party or something like that.
That'd be fun.
Over illumination.
I would suggest just if you could get a travel agent to help out with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's on the list. So I would call it Mountain Travel or somebody to help me out.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. Good luck, Katie.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for your time.
Hey, thank you for calling in and checking us out.
Thanks,
Katie.
Bye-bye.
40
Enjoy.
People. 40
Katie's
people.
A saint. Wow. She's young, but she's a saint. I couldn't I mean, 40 people. Come on.
We have our next caller, and all I will say to our next caller is, ¿Cómo te vas el paño?
Medina. here we go.
I looked up Cuban slang before Steve Medina called in, and that's what I got.
How about those dolphins?
Oh, my God. What's going on? See, every time there's a live show, the Canes lose and the Dolphins lose.
Yeah, we got to stop doing this.
Why couldn't we have the show 2 weeks ago?
On the heels of that comment Matt made about Willis McGahee the other day. What's up with that?
Of all the people to diss, Willis McGahee is one of the finest examples, one of the finest examples of the human spirit.
Yeah,
ever.
I know. I mean, I almost drove off the road when I heard that. I was like, my God, what's wrong with this guy?
Anyway.
You know? How are you, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good. What could I do for you tonight?
Well, I got a question. I bought a couple 3-day passes the last trip I went. We only went one day, so I brought back the passes. Mm-hmm. I put them in the washing machine, so I still have them, but they're really clean, but they're all mutilated. Do you think I'm going to have a hard time exchanging them when I go back?
Is there a number, like an identification number for the ticket on the back?
There's a barcode on the back and everything. You know, there's the swipey thing. I don't know. But,
is it a barcode or is it a barcode or is it a mag stripe, a magnetic stripe?
I think it's a mag stripe.
If there's a barcode, you might be okay. A mag stripe, I don't know if that's going to be readable.
Really? I got to check it out then because I really hate to lose the last 2 days on that thing.
Do you have your receipt?
No. Of course not.
You see why I tell people not to get the no expiration option? I'm just saying.
Yeah, right? Oh, by the way, Mike, I want to apologize for my friends who were dissing you the other day when the Dolphins beat the Jets.
No? Yeah, that's all right.
I'm ignoring them. That's a guy. Steve, I can hold my own, Steve. You know that.
he made a comment on Facebook and my friends wanted to kill him.
They wanted to go up to New York again.
Yeah, they were starting. They were getting a bus together, and they were all going to come up and beat me up.
Yeah, we're getting the Cuban mafia ready.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm a Bronx kid. I can take care of myself.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Awesome, man.
Take care, Steve.
407-278-5939 is our number. I can put away cubamania.com right now. We have lots of great calls so far, very interesting topics, and we're going to keep it rolling here. 407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello, Matt. Hello, everyone. It's Craig from the UK.
Hey, Craig.
Craig, you finally made it in.
I did, Len. I did, yes. Perseveration always pays off, doesn't it?
It does. How's it going?
All right. Thank you, mate. Thank you very much for what you're sending me. It's very kind of you.
Oh, anytime. Sorry about the first one. I don't know what happened there.
I would blame the postman, but it's a nice lady, so I can't.
Anyway.
What can we do for you tonight, Craig?
Well, I have a question for you, actually. Like you guys, I kind of love everything about Walt Disney World. And every time I come over, I try and always kind of buy a book or something, something different I haven't had before. But I've never actually found a book that's got some kind of really good photographs in it. And, you know, the world's always changing, and every time I come back, there's something new. And I kind of wanted to know if you guys knew of any books out there that had some kind of photographs in it or was a photographic record of the parks and how they were changing.
That's a good question. Len, are you aware of any, Mr. Book?
So there's two things I would mention. One is the Complete Guide to Walt Disney World, which is really popular for its photography. It's about 340 pages, of which probably 210 of them are devoted to the parks.
So 340 pages, what's that, like chapter one of the unofficial guide?
It's the accommodation chapter and maybe the... but still, it's a fabulous book. It's a... probably the most color photos of any book I've seen in Walt Disney World. I think it's got 400 photos. And so the 2008, 2009, and 2010 editions are available. I think the 2010 just came out on Thursday. That being said, the unofficial guide is working on its own color book as well, which will be out in February. And last time I checked, we're somewhere around 700 color photos. So we're actually calling it the Color Companion to the unofficial guide, because if we put it all in the same book, it'd be 1,200 or 1,300 pages long. bit much for one book, but It's actually available online at Amazon right now. And I'm going through the process of I got the four theme park chapters and the resort chapter to do. So I've done that. I've done the resorts chapter. I've done the Magic Kingdom. I think I read on last week's episode a couple of the attraction reviews that I'd redone. But this should be out in February. Like I said, about 700 photos, some really remarkable panoramics. I think we were the first one to do this many panoramic photos in the book. We've got some just fabulous ones of the resorts, some fabulous panoramics that are just really, really beautiful. So that'll be interesting. So
that sounds
like
the one.
You mentioned two books, Len. That was one book.
Oh, so the complete guide and then the unofficial guide coming up, I think, was the second one. So the complete guide is book number one. The unofficial color guide is number two. Other than that, I mean, I guess Disney's got some books on architecture and stuff that are always pretty, but they don't usually put those out very often.
Yeah, no, they're kind of just, you know, well, I've got there's a good one with the Animal Kingdom, kind of the making of that. That was quite a good one. That's some good photographs in it. But as you say, that's only done the once. I wanted something that kind of changed every year, so...
Those are the two good ones. When how long are you staying for this time? Because I know you have a timeshare, right? Or a house?
No, we're at a house. We're here for just a couple of weeks this time. We've been in a week, and we go home next Sunday. But then we're not back again until April. It seems weird, actually, because we were last over for 5 weeks, kind of July and August, so it doesn't seem that long.
Crikey.
Being back in the
UK, Crikey. Back,
the long wait over the cold English winter.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. The weather's lovely today. I don't mind. It's raining. I'm back in England, so I'm quite happy.
So it's not terrible. It's what? It's like 89 this week in Florida. It's upper 80s. So I don't know what that is in Celsius. Yeah. Like 3.14. I don't know. Celsius. I don't know what it is.
That's bloody hot. Unbearable. That's what it is in Celsius.
Yeah, it's like 20-something, 30-something. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, I've heard of in England. That's what that is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks, Craig.
Fun.
All right, guys. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. So I was redoing the Animal Kingdom attractions, and I
Of course.
Attraction reviews. And here's what I thought for Festival of the Lion King. If you think about Festival of the Lion King, it's really just another day in the life of Elton John. Because you've got all the music, right? But I'm thinking, like, you've got costumes, you've got acrobatic, you've got singing, you've got dancing. I mean, you throw in Bernie What's-His-Name, and it's essentially Elton John's life. That's really what the attraction is about. So that's what I wrote my review about.
Very good.
Thank you.
Of course. Don't forget to – you can discuss all of Len's ramblings in our chat room. Go to WDWtoday.com, and you'll see a link to the chat room over there. It's a Bernie Taupin, Rayman.
Bernie Taupin, exactly. So it's just a day in the life of Bernie Taupin. You got Elton walking around with it's got funny costumes. It's got people jumping around, just singing. It's a day in the life of Bernie Taupin.
Lots of people in the chat room. They're helping Len out there. So come check it out. It's a lot of
awesome,
fun there.
Awesome. Yeah.
407-278-5939 is our number.
Hey, Matt, Craig said your English accent was pants.
Crikey.
Wow. He doesn't even know how to respond.
Pants apparently is bad, I'm thinking.
Anyway, we have our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Masayo. It's Masayo.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I made it. Yay.
Yay.
My first call from Epcot. Walt Disney World. Yay, not from Japan.
Wait. How was the beer garden tonight?
If you're only calling from
a beer garden, the atmosphere and the food was really good. I enjoy it. The service was a little bit, we have a problem, maybe.
That's great. I can say, Masayo, since you're only calling from Florida, we're really not that impressed. I mean, you're not calling from Japan. It's not that impressive anymore. You're just like everybody else now.
You're like Medina now.
Yeah.
you know what? I am still in Epcot World Showcase and with my friend here, and we just enjoy the most beautiful Halloween season from here.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh. It was so nice. Because, illumination is already over. And, World Showcase and Epcot is almost already to close, shut the door, you know? So that the only few people like us are staying here. I mean, still in the park. So that it is really quiet. And just beautiful, and we could enjoy the Halloween's. Yeah, Halloween's from Epcot. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's great.
Cheer up, William.
And my friend saying hi to everybody.
Hi, friend.
Hi, friends. Who's with you tonight, Masayo?
Here is WDW and John and Kathy and Will Card.
Oh, okay. Tag folks.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah, people. Yes. Yes. So that the tag group dinner at the beer garden tonight. Then we were just hanging out here a little bit and trying to call in again and again and again and again and again. And I made it. Yay!
Well, thanks for calling, Masaya. We always appreciate it.
Uh-huh. And I'm sorry that I couldn't be in the chat room tonight, but I am having such a wonderful time here, so I am glad to be here. And I am happy that I could call in and I could make the first call from other than Japan.
Very good.
Yay!
Cool.
Thank you, Masayo.
I can't wait to download this. Thank you so much, everyone. All right.
Have fun.
Enjoy your trip, Masayo.
She should have called from Japan. She's in World Showcase.
Exactly.
From Japan in Orlando. Yeah, that would have been great.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Cheryl from Orlando.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
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 Deb, I have an answer for you. Top of the World does not accommodate to allergies.
Ooh, it does really? Not?
No. Wow.
What kind of allergies? Because their menu is pretty limited.
Yes. I definitely can't do dairy. Gluten is a maybe. And, okay. Because most of the stuff, when I tell them dairy, they do gluten too. okay. They kind of lump it together. But I asked when we went up there to visit a friend, and they said they don't have any, not even like the Divvy's cookies up there.
Wow.
I also wanted to say that someone said that they tipped their servers extra money for the chefs. The best thing you can do for a chef is write a letter, folks.
Yeah.
That goes into in their file, and it travels with them. And I say we have some great chefs out there. There are some really great guys and gals out there, and I want to thank them all. I cannot tell you, how much of a pain I think it is.
Cool. Yeah, they do a great job, and you're absolutely right about that, Cheryl. Thank you so much for the report.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, right. Cheryl.
And Cheryl, be sure to give a high five, if you will, to Todd, who's also a faithful listener of ours. 407-278-5939. And we're going to head over to Connecticut for our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Actually, it's Florida. It's April.
Oh, April. April hasn't changed her phone number yet.
No, I haven't changed my number. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I actually have a dining question. I would like to try and get an ADR for 50s prime time for December, but obviously the online system is not letting us. There's no openings. For two people, how long would I, would I stand by not having a reservation? Would I?
Well, April, have you considered eating at the Tune In Lounge?
No, I hadn't. You get the same kind of.
You don't get the shtick. You don't get the shtick.
Yeah,
you get the food.
Looking for the shtick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing someone from out of town, and I was hoping for the whole show.
Yeah. So you're asking how long of a wait you would have if you just showed up to the restaurant?
Yeah. For reunion weekend, too.
It could vary. You know, what was funny, April, was I was there last week because you had reported with some others that there weren't availability for lunch over there, and I just wanted to go check it out. And there was a woman in front of me who this was at about 11 o'clock in the morning. So they had just opened up for the day, and she showed up over there and asked, they had a party of four, whatever it was, asking about availability. And at the time, the cast member over there said they didn't have anything available at the time. They weren't taking any walk-ups at all. So it can really vary is what I'm trying to get at. It's hard for me to say. I mean, does anyone else have any thoughts on the subject? I mean, without a reservation. Ooh.
Yeah, I would just try periodically, especially with online reservations. Also give it a call. You never know.
Yeah, and April, try the old trick where I know it's only for two. Try for four, even try for six. Try different times. Try like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, depends how desperate you are to eat there. Yeah. But it's gonna be a lot easier to find a reservation at 2:30 than at 12:30.
Yeah, I'd like to try and schedule it around all the reunion events, but I have to kind of decide how important it is, but.
Yep.
Kind of hoping, maybe I get lucky.
Do it. Keep trying. I think Deb's got a good point.
Okay, I'll keep trying. That was my only question. Just nursing some wounds from Dinoland today.
Oof. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Primeval World took a rib, and Dinosaur took a bruise on the leg.
Ooh.
So, thank you. I'll keep trying and hope for the best.
Great.
Thanks, okay, April. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, April.
407-278-5939 is our number. Still got a few more minutes left in this live show, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Mississippi.
Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer.
Hi. I actually have some marathon questions for you guys. So
awesome.
I'm heading down.
I'll be back.
For my second full marathon. It'll be my first Disney marathon, and we're only going down for the weekend. So I was wondering, wanting to minimize walking the day before, of course, which parts would you recommend doing?
Studios or Animal Kingdom?
Yep.
Studios.
All right.
Without a doubt, studios. You don't want to go to the Animal Kingdom because the pavement's uneven, and that's just going to hurt your legs.
Yeah. What about, do you guys have any good recommendations for a celebratory post-race meal?
Man,
I went the first two half marathons I did. About 60 of us had a celebratory meal at Trails End for dinner that the night after we did the half marathon.
And just have to say, one thing I've definitely learned listening to the show from Lynn: stay hydrated.
Yeah, nothing else. I mean, and especially, we've seen the temperatures there now, right? It's upper 80s. Even now, I mean, we're going into November.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah. So
any idea what it seems like the past couple of years, the weather's been kind of schizophrenic during January. Any idea what to expect?
You won't know until the week before.
We've started the marathon, the half marathon. Len, the first year you and I did it together, I think it was really – that was the year I broke my ankle. It started off real cold. The next year it was like 70 when we – it was like a difference of like 20 to 30 degrees.
One year it was 36 when we started.
Yeah.
And then one year it was 71 when we started. I mean, so this, you know, just 25 degrees or 35 degrees right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just – you're just not going to know. But you're from Mississippi, right?
Right.
So,
right, in the Delta, so flat just like it is in the park.
Flat and humid. I mean, that's the closest you can get to training. I mean, when I was training last year for the marathon in North Carolina, I was running the week before in the lower 30s, where I would run for 15 miles and not break a sweat simply because it was just too cold to sweat. And, you know, going from that to 81 was just insane. So what are you going to do? I did invest in a water belt for this year, and I would say water belt, way to go.
Yeah, what you have to do, Jennifer, is you have to bring both cold and warm weather running gear just to be safe. And the other thing is that if you go to the expo the day before the race, I'm sure you'll find something that, you know, if you really needed something, like if you knew it was going to be really cold and you didn't have a long sleeve shirt, I'm sure you could find something there for a pretty penny.
Well, great to know, and I save up all the week shows and listen to them on my long run. So
cool,
awesome,
good. Bye. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
407-278-5939. Someone wake up, Newell. The marathon questions are over now.
What? Oh, okay. We still on?
We time for another question or two. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Dave from Niagara Falls. How are you guys doing tonight?
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn.
Step by step.
I picked him up. I knocked him down. I picked him up.
So you never fail to disappoint, gentlemen and ladies. Hey, listen, we're taking our very first trip to Walt Disney World in December. Wow. We've always gone in the middle of the heat and humidity in the summer months, so we're just having a little trouble trying to figure out how to pack and what the weather is going to be like, and I just was looking for some suggestions from all of you, because I know you've all been down there during the Mouse Fest time.
Wow.
Bring layers. I mean, I have to tell you, I've been down in December, I don't know how many years now, 10, 15 years, and I've been in everything from sleeveless and shorts to my winter parka and fleece hat. It just really depends. Keep an eye on weather.com or whatever your favorite weather channel is, and just keep an eye on what the temps are like.
Okay. And how about the cruise beforehand? Is that typically warmer than because you're out further, or about the same?
Well, it's usually warm. How many days of the cruise are you doing? Are you doing a short cruise or a longer cruise?
We're doing the what I guess would be the reunion cruise now.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, actually, this is Dave. My wife won the cruise at the Mouse Fest.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's because of your generosity. we're able to go. So we're real psyched, but we just, because we've always gone during the summer months, you know, we're kind of figure out, okay, do we pack shorts, do we pack long, or, you know, and kind of a new experience for us. So it's definitely the shorter cruise.
Deb, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I got you. I got you. The four-night Wonder Cruise, and we're going to have a great time on there. And, Dave, what's your wife's name again?
Kathy.
Yes. I have her picture in my, her face in my mind when she went up to get the cruise. Anyway, it should be a little bit warmer as we go down into the Bahamas. Again, that time of year, it's not going to be really hot. I would suggest layers. That's the very best thing to do. You know, a couple light things and a sweatshirt, a hat if you wear hats, and keep an eye on the Weather Channel. And you can also look up Nassau on the Weather Channel as well on Castaway Key. We'll have similar weather to Nassau. So,
all right. That sounds great. Well, looking forward to seeing you all in about a month or so, folks. And thanks a lot for your time.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. 407-278-5939. You know what? We'll take one more call, and then we'll wrap things up over here for this live show. Lots of great calls, so thank you, everyone. The last call of the night is from?
Mouseaholic.
Mouseaholic.
Yeah,
Houston, Texas.
The Rockets.
Oh, I'm glad I made it on. We actually left a dinner party to run home to make the last part of the show, so it's awesome we made it on.
Great. Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure who all is there, but I heard that Deb was going to be on there tonight. And Deb, I just wanted to say thank you for all your tweets this week, or actually part of last week and this week, on your adventures, your Disney adventures. All the pictures you sent were really great.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And, you know, since we're talking about the weather, last year when we went to Disney, we did the Segway tour over at Fort Wilderness, and it was 28 degrees. And the wind chill factor was probably about 23 to 26 around the lake. It was pretty cold. Mm. So you just never know what you're getting when you're over there. But we did watch the weather ahead of time and pack, so that was good.
Absolutely.
I do have a couple of questions, though.
Shoot.
Okay. So we've never eaten at Ohana, and I don't know why, but this time we decided to eat there, and, well, we can't get a reservation. So I was wondering if any of y'all have ever tried to do a walk-up at Ohana for two people, and if that's possible.
That's a tough one. If you're going to do that, well, because the people get in line to check in before the restaurant even opens. You can try on the off chance if it's during the week. I wouldn't do it on a weekend. You might also call Walt Disney World Dining that morning or the day before and see if maybe something's opened up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to try on a Tuesday. We actually switched our flights today to come early on Tuesday in December. So I thought maybe if we got there early and see what we can get. So we'll do that. That's a good idea. I'll call in the morning and the day before.
Yeah, that's a tough one, though, because they usually fill up. And it's hard to get a table in there. I've never really had any luck. I don't know if any of the guys have. Doing a walk up at Ohana.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's tough now.
Yeah, I figured as much, but I figured, well, it's worth a try. The other question I had was about the boardwalk. We do plan on spending some time at the boardwalk, and we have a reservation around 8 o'clock. But what time do things really start shutting down at the boardwalk, or is it something that stays open late?
It stays open kind of late till about 11 or so, then it really winds down.
So all the restaurant or the shops, I think Seashore Treats and things like that, those shops are open.
Yeah, they stay open.
Okay.
So about 11, and it all closes down.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, those are my two questions. I'm looking forward to the reunion and meeting everyone in December, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Great. Thanks. We're really excited about it. Cool.
Yeah, we are too. And Mouska Dude says to tell you hello.
Oh, hello, Mouska Dude.
Awesome.
Dude.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening.
Great. Enjoy. Thanks
for
calling
you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And we want to thank all of our listeners for calling in. This is a great live show. We had a lot of fun. Of course, I want to thank our special guest, Deb Wills. And, of course, you know, with Deb, don't forget that this live show of WDW Today has been sponsored by AllEars.net, which is your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers to receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And, of course, Deb, thank you so much for helping us out on this live show. It always makes it a lot more interesting to have your perspective on things.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed being here tonight.
That's great. And, you know, this is going to do it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the WDW Today website at WDWToday.com. For Lentesta, Mike Sopa, Mike Newell, and Deb Wills, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.